Cucky A and his wife lived in an apartment complex together when they were first married and set about making their way in the world. They'd been together since they were teens, and Cucky A's wife hadn't ever known much about other men. Loyalty, the love they'd shared since their innocence, and a conservative upbringing kept her from exploration. Maybe that's why she didn't know that Cucky A was not very gifted in the pants. She had nothing to compare it to. But eventually, she got a job. A job, she said, that necessitated being sociable with coworkers and clients, happy hour and the like. This was a recipe for setting her naturally charismatic soul free. The first thing Cucky A noticed was that she was dressing differently, just on the slutty side of professional. Cucky A mentioned it, of course, in the gingerly way that a beta male would, and was reassured that it was required for the job. He had no other choice but to believe her. Then she'd mention in passing that a coworker lived in their building, so they commuted together. Some ancient cuckold DNA trembled in Cucky A when he saw this gentleman from afar, because he was everything Cucky A was not, as far as he could see. Tall, strapping, and outgoing. Cucky A tamped down his discomfort once again. So this tall, strapping stud happened to live upstairs from them in their apartment complex. He also had a girlfriend, which, as you can imagine, comforted Cucky quite a bit. The two couples even started socializing together, but the real friendship sprung up between Cucky's wife and the stud's girlfriend. It was from her that Cucky's wife learned what a big fat dick he had and how insatiable he was sexually. Sometimes more than Julie, that's the girlfriend, thought she could handle. Cucky overheard some of these conversations, and those old instincts tingled once again. But it was just girl talk, right? Well, Julie and the stud cock had a party, but Cucky A and his introverted nature decided to stay home and do various chores tinkering around the house. Those instincts were tingling once again and growing stronger, along with the thumping beat of the music and the muffled, mirthful voices coming through the floor. He'd seen what his wife was wearing when she left, something tight and short, and suggested that perhaps she should wear something a bit more conservative. "Don't you like the way I look?" she asked. And Cucky said she looked great, with the addendum in his mind, "That's what I'm worried about." He might have even said that, but she was already making her way for the door, Julie in tow. The two had dressed together. Tossing a contemptuous, "Don't try to tell me what to wear," over her shoulder. Of course, Cucky, in his beta nature, simpered right down. The hours ticked by. Cucky finished his chores and climbed into bed. The party at first still raging above, then voices of departing guests making their drunken way down the stairs, and then finally the music was lowered, but still no wife. He couldn't sleep. He began to think of how sexy his wife looked when she left. The commutes, the stud's big dick and insatiable sexual appetite. He even seemed to remember his wife reporting that the stud had commented about her body before. Or did she say her outfit? Much to his chagrin, beta male Cucky A found his hand wandering to his little peg, and it was hard, which confused and humiliated him, but nevertheless remained so. Finally, in the wee hours of the morning, he heard his wife come tumbling in. When she entered the bedroom, he noticed right away how disheveled she looked. Not just from drunkenness or dancing. Her shoes and her bra were in her hand. Her panties were sticking out of her purse. Her hair was mussed and her makeup smeared. She knew he was awake, but ignored him at first while she put down her things. When a couple has been together for a long time, their instincts toward each other sharpen. Maybe that's why his wife knew that when she turned to him and ripped back the blankets, she would find his little undersized cock sticking up rock hard. And she did. And it was. Anxiety in the beta male destined to be a cuckold often manifests itself in arousal, as it did in this case. The whole story of the night passed between them without words, and thus, without words, his wife straddled not his undersized cock, but his face. And when he began to dutifully lick her already wet and creamy pussy, the opening of her vagina relaxed and dripping. They both knew, without words, that a new era had begun in their relationship. Don't worry, fuck sluts. I know you want to know all about the cock slut part. That'll come for both of these cuckolds when I publish part 3 of this series. You'll just have to wait. That shouldn't surprise you. You know how much I like teasing you.